This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with my overview weekly of what's going on in the world of the family farm. It's family food and, well, yeah, I was going to say fun. Family food and farm. And, yeah, maybe we should add four Fs, the four H's, the four F's, family, food, farm, and fun. There are a lot of people who have a lot of fun, and this is a time when in our lives we really need to focus on having more fun because of the epidemic or pandemic or whatever word you use. You know, one of the things that, because it's affected all of our lives so much, and in terms of agriculture, I think looking around at the news from the farming sector, pretty interesting, a couple of things have happened this week. The disruption in farming has been massive. And it's mostly because everybody's run out of money. We certainly had the problem early. Isn't that amazing when you think about it? How this is not, this is maybe belongs to my commentary portion of the program later on in the hour, but I will tell you that we are so dependent on China, and it's so obvious that we're so dependent. Look at the trade talks with China. Look at how the mix up there and the pulling of the plug with certain connections with China, how it affected our farming. And now this pandemic has disrupted farming, and that also is a China-related item. For me, and I'm going to inject myself into this a little bit as I look through the stories after stories after stories of how this situation has disrupted farming and the food supply and, again, our dependence on China. I've made a decision to not buy anything made in China, period, whether it's food, whether it's something. And then people say, well, how are you going to get parts for your tractors? How are you going to get parts for your truck? Because so much of that stuff is made in China. And what we've done is we've created a monster here that really we're not addressing the issue yet of their responsibility for bringing the world to its knees in terms of we may have a global depression depending on how long this works, because all businesses are shut down, not just in our country, but all around the world. And as a result of that, the food lines, the food, the way we have, we grow and distribute food, package it, that's all been disrupted by this circumstance, and yet people still need to eat. Go into any supermarket, go to any farm, as far as that's concerned, and you'll find that a lot of supplies have been waned because of people going in and buying everything, all the milk, let's buy all the milk we can and bring it home, or, you know, all of the, let's buy all the celery that we can. It's just, it's crazy. And as a result, there's a lot of demand on farming, and the farmers are not having an easy time of it. We all know what happened with the China trade and the $16 billion the first time around, another $15 billion. And now there's a third round. The Department of Agriculture says they're going to spend $15 billion to bolster the food supply and the chain from the farm to the wholesaler, to the retailer, or to the end user, the family. There are a number of sources who have looked at this. There are a lot of industries. I'm in the radio business in addition to being a farmer, and the people who run the organizations that support radio are asking for a bailout for the radio industry because it's gone into the tank because nobody wants to pay for advertising. And so in terms of the food sector, people want to buy food, but they're running out of money. So they don't have the ability to pay for good quality food. We normally are cheap anyway when it comes to buying good quality food. We want to buy cheap stuff. And that's why we're in the physical state that we're in our country, frankly. But we still, the basic bottom line things, dairy producers are still dumping milk. It's craziness. We need milk and dairy products. And yet they're not being sold because the availability of these things is just the availability of shipping it around, warehousing it. It's just we have almost a complete breakdown in the food chain. And so the USDA has announced that it's going to there are going to be some more support programs. The money from the stimulus, if you apply, like if you went to COVID-19.sba.gov and you have a small business and you want to apply to that $10,000, it specifically excludes agriculture. There's a question in there. Are you an agriculture-related business? If you are and you answer yes, you won't get the money. It's like there's a gang war focused on the farms and farmers. Like we're trying to put our farmers out of business. It's really incredible. And so one of the directors of that's connected to the American Farm Bureau Federation said, we don't have enough money in here to cover all of agriculture. So they need to have more money. If you want to keep getting, if you want under the circumstances to keep getting food, the food supply, and not become dependent on some other country, I mean, this is irrational. We've been the breadbasket of the world for 100 years. And now we aren't, we can't even feed ourselves. Remember I said, I don't know, a year or so ago, several times on this program, if we don't straighten out the mess that we've created with the farms and farmers here, no, never mind, we're not going to be the food basket. We're not going to be able to feed ourselves. And that's kind of where we're going right now. It's happening a lot quicker than we thought. So you need to be active. People listening to the program are going to be calling their congressmen, senators, and get them to pass this bill so that we can end the disruption to the farming, or at least enough so that we can get our food produced the way we need to. We're going into the growing season, and a lot of farmers don't have any money to buy seeds, fertilizer, anything. It's really a dangerous situation. So that's kind of my news and commentary rolled into one here. In a moment, we're going to do what we often, almost always on this program. I spend half hour or so talking to somebody who is running a farm that is an inspiration, a way, as we listen to them, to come up with ideas on how we can maybe do some of the things that these successful folks are suggesting on our farms. That's part of the purpose of this program, The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a suggestion about your health and well-being. Certainly now, as the planting season is beginning, many farmers are working from dawn to dusk. If you're a dairy farmer, you do that every day. But if you're planting from now until harvest time, it's dawn to dusk. So when you come in the house, you have your dinner at night, you want to go to bed. You want to get a good night's rest. And the best way to do that, in my mind, is to use the facilities of MyPillow, where they have pillows, they have sheets, they have everything you need, mattresses, mattress toppers, all the things you need for a really good night's rest. And they're all fabulously priced because Mike Lindell and the people at MyPillow have decided this is the time for them to support you. So 66% off. In order to stay healthy, get new pillows. You can wash them and dry them. Keep that part of your home clean as could be. Buy the new standard or queen pillows, usually $69.99, for $24.99 right now. That's 66% off. Use the promo code DJV when you're visiting MyPillow.com. I think I've said enough. You know that MyPillow is a standard of the industry, and they have all of these, the sheets they introduced last year, the towels they introduced this year, duvet covers, the pillows, all any kind of pillow you can imagine produced at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the Radio Listener Special page to use the promo code DJV. MyPillow.com, code DJV. Check out the specials here. Everything across the board for the rest of the month, 66% off. MyPillow.com, Radio Special DJV.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week, I'm going to tell you about a great way to catch crappie this time of year. I'll share that tip in just a moment.
Whether in the field chasing turkeys, fishing on the lakes, or hitting the field to play ball, springtime fun begins right here at Paducah Academy Sports. It's turkey season, and we have Higgins' new line of turkey decoys on the shelf. And it's spawning season for crappie and bass. From weekend angler to fishing pro, we've got the fishing gear and supplies you need. Paducah Academy Sports, south on James Sanders Boulevard from Highway 60, located just west of Exit 4 on I-24.
A productive way for me to catch crappie as they are moving shallow is to fish a crappie magnet jig under a bobber. Cast it to a good-looking spot, let it sit, no bite, reel it two times, and let it sit again. Crappie can't stand it. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Continuing on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Let's introduce you to a couple of ladies who work in a kind of an interesting farm situation. I'm going to introduce you first to Nina Vukicevic. Are you a farm kid? You grew up on a farm?
No, I didn't. I actually grew up in Los Altos in California, which is now Silicon Valley. But I went to school at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo and studied agricultural business there. Kind of on a whim, didn't really know what I wanted to do when I went to college, but went with ag business because I thought it could be applied to a wide variety of things. I kind of had an inkling that I liked plants, but it was really when I graduated and took an interview with Heidi at Common Roots Farm that I kind of figured out that maybe I really did want to be in agriculture. And at first I wasn't actually farming. I was helping them, with more the business side because that was my background. Mm-hmm. Doing our marketing, kind of business development for the nonprofit in general. And just kind of anything that needed to be done. And then I think it was about the first or second year that we put the field into production, we had some dahlia tubers donated to us, and I just remember this 100-foot bed and totally falling in love with being outside and then being like, why am I inside? And it kind of started, you know, me down this path of wanting to be a farmer. And then last year, I completed the UC Santa Cruz apprenticeship program, kind of a six-month live-in apprenticeship program that is both hands-on but also has an educational aspect to it. And then now I am back at Common Roots Farm. I think this is my fourth year there, but my first year as their farm manager. And so, yeah, kind of very much looking forward to learning, continuing to learn about farming because I feel it's a lifelong, you know, passion and also learning experience in general. So
what's different about what you thought farming was versus to what it really is now that you've jumped in with both feet? Your initial thinking about farming versus what it really is like?
Well, sure. I think that was actually a big... So when I went to Cal Poly, it was really all kind of big ag. So, you know, thousands of acres or many hundreds of acres, tractor cultivated. You know, definitely still organic, but that, you know, I couldn't really get behind that, and nothing wrong with it by any means. But what really attracted me to Common Roots was this, we're only on 3 acres, just under an acre in cultivation currently that we're going to expand. And what I liked about it is that we do, you know, low-till practices. It's mostly hand tools. You know, I'm actually out there doing the work in the soil. And I find that to be just a closer connection to me, to nature and what it is that we're doing as farmers. And to be fair, when I was in college, I did definitely take more of the business side of the classes, you know, the accounting and the finances. You know, I really enjoy working with my hands and being in close contact with the soil and nature in general. So for me, that's kind of the big difference and why I started down this path.
We'll meet Heidi Carton, who's the executive director of this farm. And I want to differentiate between what's big ag and small ag as we continue the focus here on the American Family Farmer.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Show. You get our podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In addition to the regular program that lasts an hour every week, we get the best of the podcasts. And as a matter of fact, right now, the most recent one is a focus on keeping animals on the farm free from coronavirus. That's part of the focus on the most recent American Family Farmer podcast, which you find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get podcasts, whether it be Apple or iTunes or iHeart or, you know, there's dozens of ways of getting them, tune in radio. So check it out anywhere. You'll find the American Family Farmer Show. Heidi Carton came to farming sort of late in her career, maybe the opposite of Nina. She was a social worker before. So tell us a little about you, your family, and what you have, what your initial thoughts of being a farmer were and what they are now after you've jumped in.
Thank you. Well, the real motivation for us to purchase this property, which has a 100-year history of being farmed that we can document, came out of my husband and I having raising a young son. Well, he's 24 now, with an intellectual and developmental disability and also physical disability. Mm-hmm. So in thinking about how we were going to create a future for him, we really wanted a way for him to have a purposeful life and to do something for his community. And we were also, you know, longtime fans and folks who respected farming. My husband and I both grew up in California. Breadbasket of, you know, the state is the Salinas and Pajaro Valleys and Imperial Valley. And so, you know, we've grown up feeling like we had great access to wonderful fresh food and had a lot to learn about farming, but really felt like this was a tool for us to be able to offer our son and people like him a chance to, you know, work in an area where they could do something that the rest of the community valued, which is good food mm-hmm. and beautiful flowers in our case.
All right, but there's a deeper sense of responsibility here that I get from looking into what you're doing there. You mentioned your son that has a disability, but I know you go farther and wider in that because there are a lot of people who are working with you that have disabilities, some who do, some who don't, growing the food that's there. Are you serving as a training ground for people with disabilities who could be working productively in agriculture?
We are. We are. As Nina mentioned, we're a very small-scale farm. You know, we're located literally three-quarters of a mile from downtown Santa Cruz on a beautiful parcel that backs up to an open space preserve. And so we've taken this parcel that was fallow when we bought it. And as Nina mentioned, we've got about an acre and a half in cultivation now, room for 3 acres of production. And we spent the last few years kind of building an infrastructure. We have a wheelchair-accessible greenhouse, for example. We're about to install a raised bed garden as a teaching area for people of all abilities, where we would be putting in the same crops, the same plants that we're doing in the field, in these raised beds so that we can do more intensive training. And we actually have our second paid intern on our farm now. The young man named Matthew is farming with us, and his predecessor, another young man with cerebral palsy, Carson, who is now an employee of ours part-time. And we're offering them an opportunity to learn urban farming here by creating an accessible place and a culture that welcomes them and is willing to do teaching that works for them. And in turn, they're giving us fabulous work, you know, helping to feed our local community.
Well, there's a customer base that would go and be intrigued by what you're doing. There are a lot of people who are, this is something that I wonder about. I'll talk about it with you in a moment, how I'm a guy who is used to farming 800 acres, and I don't get how people can make a living on an acre or two or three. So we'll talk about that as we continue here. Heidi Carton is the executive director of Common Roots Farm.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Governors are asking if lockdown measures should be lifted as they weigh the severity of the coronavirus outbreak in their states. Governor Ralph Northam says Virginia is nowhere near ready, despite a tweet from President Trump that said in part, liberate Virginia.
As the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, I, along with this staff, is fighting a biological war. I do not have time to involve myself in Twitter wars.
But reopening is going to be tricky without the capacity to test lots of people to control and track the spread of the disease. The president insists more tests are becoming available.
In the next few weeks, we'll be sending out 5.5 million testing swabs to the state. Swabs can be done easily by the governors themselves.
This is USA Radio News.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Back into the focus here on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, with Heidi Carton, who's the executive director of Common Roots Farm in California, and Nina Vukicevic.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
Yep. I just mentioned a few minutes ago that for me, even though I'm a smaller family farmer, I'm a dairy guy, a cow guy, a Jersey guy, and the other people in the community where I live in Massachusetts, we have animals on some farms and we have produce on other farms, and sometimes they are melded together. Not much anymore, though. It's usually one or the other. So when I look at what it takes me to grow the hay that's needed to feed these animals and the corn, the products that are necessary to mature the cows properly, and I think about how much land it takes me to do that, and then somebody comes along. You're not the first person to tell me a story. You know, a lot of these urban farms that are even rooftop farms in New York or other places that have a lot of urban buildings, they can make it work for themselves and their family, but they don't make any money. And so the intense growing that must take place, and in California you can grow year-round, but I think that it's people who are listening that even are family farmers, they think, how can they do this on 7 acres? And so help me understand, or help more importantly the audience understand, Heidi and Nina, what it is that you're doing you're supporting your family, Heidi, and Nina's being supported, and you've got somebody else working there now. How do you do it?
Our farm, in full disclosure, is a nonprofit farm.
You're making a living for you and your family, though, right? You have to make a living.
We're a big milestone this year is actually being able to have Nina as a full-time farm manager. We've been heavily dependent on, the work and support of volunteers up to this point, and they continue to be really critical to us in terms of just getting the labor of the farm accomplished. But, of course, in this age of COVID, we've had to stop having volunteers here for the time being. So we're needing to figure out how to move forward in the current situation. But really, it's about, for us, having learned a lot from more experienced farmers on small acreage, is the key. And as you said, we have a climate and we have great soil here. So, you know, those things are in our favor. But the key for us really is to plant, you know, quick successions of crops, keep something in the ground at all times. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure that we're doing cover crops on fallow beds, quick growing cover crops like buckwheat, you know, making sure that we have a good rotation system so that we're not dealing as much with disease. You know, Nina planted out a whole block of mustard, for example, as a biofumigant behind our strawberry, you know, beds from last season. And the other trick for us really, honestly, is the marketing. That's probably the big lesson for me.
I would think that would be the biggest thing, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, how much a farmer has to be so skilled at all the things it takes to be a good farmer. And I have so much respect. I feel like I started out with respect for farming, but now I appreciate just the complexity that's involved, but how folks have to be skilled in so many other areas.
What has really been my learning in farming is how much skill it takes and how good a farmer has to be at so many things, including the business side of an operation. And that's been very apparent to me on small acreage because, honestly, even as a nonprofit farm, I don't want to spend the rest of my career fundraising. I want the farm to generate, you know, enough income to keep our farm alive and to continue to create these opportunities for people who have both intellectual and physical differences but are perfectly capable of doing something, you know, in various aspects of our farm operation that are productive for them and meaningful to us in terms of our bottom line. And that's been a big important part of us learning about our markets, how we can get our produce, you know, out to various markets, being able to learn about a CSA, for example. We do have a farm stand. Driving traffic to that farm stand and teaching people, you know, we're literally a quarter mile away from Costco, and we're trying to get our customers to realize that our produce tastes better. Our strawberries were harvested the morning they're buying them, and they're going to find good products here and healthy products, and they're going to support our social mission at the same time. But there's a whole business side to farming, of course, that your listeners and experienced farmers, and, you know very, very well, that we are learning how to do on a small scale. And so for us, it means cultivating customers, you know, restaurant customers, direct-to-consumer customers, having that CSA market, and increasingly looking at how we can do that in the age of COVID-19, where we can assure our customer base that we've got safe products in addition to what we know to be nutritionally dense, you know, products as well. And that's a challenge, too. But I'm hoping that in this age there will be some additional, you know, respect for farms and farmers and also opportunities for small farms like ours to be able to step up and fill that niche for people so that they begin to understand a little bit more about where their food comes from and why it's important.
One of the things you're doing that intrigues me, I want to talk to you about this in a moment, is how you are taking the food that you don't sell and using it for something that's productive. Many farmers have they've created, you know, basically a compost pile for the food they don't sell. That's not your story. I think there's a great idea here. So I'd like maybe the two of you to address that in a matter of moments here as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer Show with Heidi and Nina. The way of farming, the way of helping ourselves to stay healthy, certainly all the discussion here on the American Family Farmer Show is rooted, pardon the pun, in us wanting to have the healthiest food, and that helps us to stay healthy. But if you're not eating well-grown food, if you're not eating, if your lifestyle is not one that's healthy, eat a lot of fast food and you become overweight, understand that 78% of the people who are suffering with COVID-19 right now are under the health watch, if you will, for other things. Their doctors, you know, it's easy to look around and see how many people who are dying have diabetes, lung disease, that sort of thing, that all come as a result of being overweight. That's the underlying health condition. So how do you address that? Well, you do it if you make up your mind you're going to lose the weight. How about we do it the safest way possible? We're all talking about our health and well-being. And one of the things, if people get on these crash diets or have operations, it really isn't healthy. At the end of the day, the way to do this is to do it in my wheelhouse anyway, the natural way, without stimulants, no drugs, anything like that. And thus the formula for Calitrin. Calitrin is the weight loss formula. Been around for 25 years. It's good for you. The ingredients that are interfaced here, collagen protein as much as anything else, and aloe vera, all other, there's three or four other things that are in it that combined help you when you go to sleep to have your body really work on losing the weight. That's how the system works. You need to stay on the program for about 6 months for it to be successful. That is, you lose the weight and keep it off. But the name to remember is Calitrin. Go to toploss.com and fill yourself in on the success stories. 86% of the people who get on this program are successful in losing weight and keeping it off. What an amazing record. Check it out for yourself and get the best deal you can. Using the DJV code, you'll be able to buy three and get three free right now as we extend the deal through the problem period that we're in. You can buy 50 and get 50 free if you want. All at toploss.com. Lose the weight, keep it off, use the discount code DJV for all the savings.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Back on the American Family Farmer with Heidi and Nina, who are at Common Roots Farm. You can find their website, commonrootsfarm.org. We've got a lot of things in the mix here. A small farm making it close to Santa Cruz. We're on the radio, as a matter of fact, in Santa Cruz on the independent station that's there. There are a lot of things, the smallness of it. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that make you unique. But one of the things that I want to highlight, ladies, is your connection to this chef who takes your unsellable produce and does other things with it. I think you may have mentioned, Nina, a little bit about this earlier on, but let's talk about it. This is something we need to expound upon a little so that people who are listening can say, huh, what are they doing? So how does this work, Heidi, Nina? Who came up with this idea? Did you come up with it, or did the chef come up with it?
No, the chef came up with it. She's got a company called Terroir in a Jar, and last season when we had a heat wave here and all of our strawberries kind of came on at once, and we had many, many pounds of strawberries we didn't have a market for, even on our small scale, we really couldn't afford to waste it. It was kind of, it was painful to have one of our big cash crops, ready to go and nowhere to sell it. And one of our volunteers, Kayla, let us know about this particular chef, and I called her up, and she came down to the farm, checked us out, really liked what we were doing, and said, I can take all of that, and turn it into marmalade and strawberry syrup and a strawberry shrub for you. And I can do it now, and it'll be shelf-stable for, you know, several years. And I'm in the business of turning farm, you know, waste and excess into shelf-stable products to support small farms, or really she'll support any size farm, but in our case, small farm, to not lose that extra margin that's so important to us in our bottom line. And so Nina's working with her now for this year, and they're planning some products ahead of time for the, you know, the eventuality that we'll have, you know, additional produce that we can't sell, and she's, you know, turning it into all kinds of wonderful products for us. And then we can extend what we're, you know, what we're able to market here on our farm to keep us all going.
So a lot of farmers would like to hear this. This is, go ahead, Nina, you wanted to add something to that.
You know, working with Tabitha and being able to offer, like, a diversified product to our customers. So a big thing for small farms, I feel like, is having a highly diversified and specialty crop plan. So growing some things that you can't find in the market, you know, a pepper that is an heirloom variety that you're not going to see typically somewhere else. And also just figuring out, you know, direct-to-consumer ways or direct-to-consumer markets. And I feel like working with Tabitha and having this, you know, value-added product that suddenly, you know, we can work together and make an awesome hot sauce that is shelf-stable, and I can sell it for far more than I could sell a pound of peppers for.
Yeah.
And so I think it really offers this other revenue stream for the farm that is completely invaluable, not only because we are capturing excess that would have otherwise been lost, but we are actually increasing profits for some of these products and our produce, essentially.
Yeah. I think it's a fabulous. I think that's the lesson. And how well is it explained? If farmers listening to us right now, would-be farmers, want to go to your website, can they find enough information there to move them to the next, let's say, to the next step? We go to commonrootsfarm.org. Is this whole business of how to use the products you can't sell, is that all explained there?
We haven't updated the website sufficiently to show that information, but I would direct people to Tabitha Stroop's website at Terroir in the Jar. And also, if people send us an email with any kind of question, we're glad to follow up and connect them with her so they can learn more about how her business works and how that can happen in their local area.
CommonRootsFarm.org. I don't know. I don't have time to get into what terroir in a jar means, T-E-R-R-O-I-R. But that, if you hold on to that, folks that are listening, and check that out. But I just go to CommonRootsFarm.org and see the story that Heidi tells and that Nina tells fabulously. You've done a great job here to explain us and get us intrigued. Thank you, ladies, and continued success there at Common Roots Farm.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms. And now, as we all fight the coronavirus, vulnerable veterans have little or no contact with their family or hospital volunteers and staff. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stephen here on the American Family Farmer, and now this comment. Mostly the focus has been on, as I earlier in the program said, what are we going to do with all of the needs that are being demonstrated by people who want to have fresh food, and because of the disruption from the pandemic, we're not able to get it. Our lives have been upended. Life on the farm as we know it is not the same. Millions of people that are farmers are staying home. A lot of farmers have extra jobs in order for the farm to survive. There's usually a second income, sometimes two, husband and wife, children, whatever it is. And now they aren't going there. They don't have that money. And it's hard to, the unemployment situation, there's so many questions. Life has come to a near standstill in America and all around the world. No industry has been spared disruption, but more food and agriculture businesses, in my experience, talking to people, for example, I participated in an auction this past weekend and bought a sprayer. I didn't go to the auction. I never saw the piece of equipment. I called a fellow that I know and I've been doing business with for years who runs the auction house. I said, tell me about this John Deere sprayer. Is it something that I can... He knows my farm. He knows me. He knows what I will put up with and what I won't put up with in terms of buying used equipment, because I never buy new equipment. I always buy used equipment. Frankly, it has not served me well to buy new equipment. I bought some new tractors, about 20 years ago. I bought four new tractors, haven't bought a new one since, bought a lot of used ones, and rebuilt them and frankly like them better than the newer tractors, but that's just me. But going back to the auction, the fact that I never saw the piece of equipment, that I bid online using ProxyBid, if you've seen that, you probably have. Anybody who's participated in an auction in the last year knows this is a company that basically is supporting these auctions, farm auctions and other auctions around the country. So I registered on ProxyBid, And I ended up buying actually two pieces of equipment. One of them was a baler and the other one was a sprayer. Never saw them. I picked up the sprayer already and was happy with what I purchased and how much I paid for it. And then I've yet to see the baler. I got to see that and pick it up this weekend. But I just think to myself, okay, how's this going to work going forward? And are they, the fellow who ran the auction said he actually did better than he thought he was going to do because he's used to selling to the public. Usually there are 1,000 people at his auctions. He has them 4 times a year. And in this circumstance, it was completely different. I participated in another auction, pretty much the same thing. And I got the hang of it. It was it's not easy to be able to, you know, watch kind of online where the auction is, keep track of the bidding, and be able to bid yourself. But in both cases, I was successful. In one case, I gave him my maximum that I wanted to go on that piece of equipment. Fortunately, we didn't get that high. In the other one, I just pushed the buttons and managed to buy the piece of equipment for less than I thought I was going to have to pay for it. And frankly, I was happy because I didn't know how I was going to pay for it because it was more, you know, I needed something, but I don't know how I'm going to pay for it. And that's the other thing. This whole business about the things that are available, farming is considered a small business by, you know, unless you're a big ag outfit, and we're not concerned about them here. This is a program for the small farmer. So have you gone online? Have you done the payroll protection plan, the PPP, from the Small Business Administration? If you haven't, you ought to. Some of the other programs, as I was mentioning earlier, exclude farmers. Supposedly there's going to be something coming down the pike this week that will help farmers specifically. But if it gets run by Sonny Perdue the way the last one was, all of his friends were taken care of, and that was about it. So we'll hold a thought that we're going to be better off after this thing takes place than has been the case before. The National Farmers Union, Beginning Farmer Institute, which was something that I thought of when these ladies were talking about what was going on at their farm, there are a lot of sessions that are bringing people, or at least they used to before the coronavirus, bring people together to learn some of the skills, basic skills. In this circumstance, there was a three-day focus on honey and beekeeping, because in this country we need to have more people focused on bees. That's the heart and soul of growing most of the vegetables and corn that we need for ourselves and for the animals. So that's something. I just wanted to tout the National Farmers Union for doing that. They're an organization that I have great regard for. So anyway, a few of my thoughts as we end this session of The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. It's harvest
time. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.